the band. It's not Soft Cell.
And it's not the original. Gloria somebody. Who was the original in the 60s? I can't remember. Not her. I think she'd be like, she'd probably fall over dead if she heard.
Name the band.
Yeah.
Tainted Love. I don't know.
It's Scorpions from like...
is it really?
About 10 years ago, yeah. Isn't that weird?
Huh.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about it. I just ran into it.
That's super strange.
And I was thinking, and I forgot. Gimme 5, I was going to say, let's do cover songs today. I'm going to play another cover song next. And then I remember, it's Friday!
It is Friday.
Woo!
We're going to give me five.
Party music, man.
But we are going to do cover songs again because
yes.
We've had so many of them.
Yeah, we got to do some more.
So that's coming up. Also, Florida is the best.
Is it?
I've changed my mind on Florida.
Wow.
It's not the worst. It's absolutely the best.
Did you get hit on the head or?
It's the most entertaining state in the country. And I love it, and I couldn't love it more.
Well, that's a nice turn. You know, they'll be happy to hear that.
Right.
They'll be thrilled.
And a man married a woman 42 years younger than him.
Ooh.
So I thought maybe in the 4 o'clock hour we could find the biggest difference in age.
Oh, okay.
Between our listeners,
right?
Either now or previous.
Yeah. And he certainly doesn't have any cash. He's a poor man.
No, it'll be ridiculous. They're in love. It's love.
Of course.
And we've got your tickets for California Adventure coming up this hour.
Nice.
On 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS.
You know, people always are so excited to be the first one to start clapping.
That's true.
And it's always hilarious when you hear in a recording someone start clapping before the damn thing's over. Shut up!
And you know, for the rest of their lives, they're like, that's me! And everybody's like, I don't care.
Yeah, that's kind of lame, actually.
Difference doesn't make. Mayor of Venice calls out imbeciles surfing Italian city's historic canals.
Oh, I thought you meant this Venice. You mean they're
Venice
doing what?
In Italy.
Right.
They're on surfboards that are motorized. And they're riding through the Grand Canal.
Wow, that is a cool new fad.
In Venice.
I'm on board.
And they're very upset.
Why?
Luigi Bagnaro.
Hey,
I am the mayor, Luigi Bagnaro.
And I'm very angry. No pizza for you.
He isn't terribly angry because he offered only a dinner.
What?
For somebody to locate these people.
I guess so. I guess I was right on track there, actually.
So they located
them. Really? A dinner?
Yep. They located them.
Okay.
Somebody wanted dinner. They found them, and they prosecuted
them. I'm sorry, but what's wrong with surfing the canals of Venice? That would be fun.
It's where the...
those boats. It's a lot of traffic.
There's a lot of stuff going on. And there's taxis that go there
as well. And if it started to think, can you imagine how much that could be chaos?
Right. That would be awful. So why are you arguing in favor of it?
Because it's cool.
Yeah.
Because it's awesome.
Well, I thought we would take a look at one event from two different time periods.
Okay.
The first time is now.
Right.
Where we realize it would probably muck everything up.
Right. It'd be a bad idea.
And
but
the
it's
second
hilarious.
Time. Uh-huh. When I was 17. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Friday!
It is Friday.
Yes.
Here's a headline. Parish priest misappropriates tens of thousands of dollars from the church.
Well, it's Friday, so I'm willing to forgive him.
Are you?
Really?
Tens of thousands of dollars over many years.
Wow, you really gotta just have a black old heart to be able to steal from a church. I guess maybe if it's a terrible church.
He spent nearly $150,000.
Doing what? Drinking and hoeing? Getting up the hole.
I'll let you guess.
Cars.
I'll let you guess what he was doing.
Trips,
150 grand.
Drugs.
Okay, no.
No drugs. Damn it. Oh, I didn't know this was a guessing game.
It's just a guessing game. It's no dollar.
Buying property. Oh, man. Getting abortions for...
he spent the money on pornographic websites.
Woo! That's easy to do. You could go through 150K in no time.
Sites that provide live sex shows by performing artists where you pay to have them do it.
I don't know what you're talking about. What is that? That's
a crazy sounding
website.
It went on for years and years.
Wow,
Can you imagine?
That's a secret to keep. And then what he's like telling people,
hey, you are forgiven. You know, or you shouldn't be doing that sort of
thing. Everyone's forgiven because God really believes in second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth chances. And then,
when I was 17.
That's cool.
Well, that's true. Yeah, exactly. I'm totally on board with that.
That's fine.
Should I stay or should I gonad, as Jed always said?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace!
Florida man with a machete crawls into a man's bed.
Oh, good morning, dear. That's some nom-noms in the morning you don't need.
He said a lot worse things.
Oh, no.
Listen to this story.
A 911 call came into Sarasota County Dispatch just before 9:30.
The intruder had broken my home
And he's got a damn machete and he's a little whacked.
So this
he's
guy,
a little whacked.
This guy crawled into bed with that guy?
Yes.
Wow.
This is the guy that guy crawled in bed with.
That's been a while, I think, since anyone crawled into bed with him. Sounds like a prospector.
Man crawled in my bed. He's got a machete.
He done got himself a machete.
He's kind of whacked.
As the homeowner explained what he woke up to.
I woke up on my mattress and there's a guy laying next to me.
Well, that happens with, you know, machete-wielding maniacs.
It happens sometimes. You
often
never know.
Crawl into bed with folk.
Right.
It's nice. It's a good way to start the day.
Mm-hmm.
Saying I love you and word is out. You got my machete.
Whoa, hold
on. I'm sorry, what?
I didn't hear that again.
He said, I love you.
Saying I love you and word is out. You got my machete in his friggin' hand.
Woo!
So.
That's nice.
We found out two things here.
Yes.
One, can you imagine you're asleep?
No.
You roll over and you wake up. You're a little shocked to see someone there.
A little shocked.
And he goes, I love you.
And then you notice the machete.
And then you notice your own machete. This guy had the guy who's sleeping. Play that part again.
Oh.
This guy has the guy who's sleeping's machete with him.
He recognized. He probably has a name for it.
Hey, that's mine.
Hey, that's Henry. What are you doing with Henry?
Saying I love you and word is out. You got my machete in his friggin' hand.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
I love you.
The suspect comes into the home, into the efficiency apartment with a machete, and he begins sharpening it with a baseball bat.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
This is an efficiency. That means it's a studio. So he broke into a studio.
But let me
ask you a question. When's the last time you lived in a studio? Those are very... How do you not hear the noise?
Agreed.
Yeah, and then he gets the machete and he's
sharpening
it
with
a baseball bat?
How is that even done?
Justin, how do you sharpen your machete with a baseball bat? That dude will know. A friend of mine.
I don't understand
that. He knows how to do it.
Sharpening with a baseball bat.
I guess. I guess it's got to be an aluminum bat or something.
So weird.
As deputies responded to the call of a burglary in progress, the homeowner was able to get out and was uninjured.
But he was without his machete.
He didn't have his machete.
That's terrible.
Four deputies went in there, and this subject comes right at them with a machete.
Deputies confronted the man armed with this machete. He used to strike a deputy, causing severe injuries to the deputy's hand.
I'm sorry. Florida is getting weirder.
I love it. I'm loving it more and more. And I think Florida Rules is the name of this new segment. Florida is the best.
We love Florida.
That's right.
We love Florida.
They call me Sling Blade. I'm not right in the head.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Queen, as recorded live back when that was brand new at the BBC. We will rock you. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and one of our favorite people in this business has stopped by. The one and only Matt Penfield.
What's going on, Sluggo? It's good to see you and Kevin, man. I always get in a good mood when I see you guys.
We're always happy to see you.
Yeah, man.
Happy to be in the building and come by and visit you guys in the afternoon. You know, can you believe it's show number 84 this week for KLOS New and Approved on Sunday nights?
You've been doing it for 84 weeks.
84 weeks.
Wow.
And not one week off. I haven't called in sick.
Stop bragging.
No, you know, but I'm
Sluggo and I call in sick every other day.
Pretty much.
100%. You know, listen, but I mean, there's reasons for that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Obviously. But I just got to say that it's been great. Last week we had Robbie Krieger from The Doors on. It was really cool having him tell some great Jim Morrison stories. And this week we've got Miles Kennedy from the band Alter Bridge, who also, you know, sings with Slash and Slash's band.
Right.
And, you know, he was the guy who filled in for Axl to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. But he's going to talk about the new Alter Bridge album. And he also is going to tell the story behind going and jamming with Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin.
Wow.
We got invited to London to go sing with those guys and how absolutely insane and nerve-wracking that was.
Wow, yeah.
That was mind-blowing. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine going and playing with, like, two of your heroes one of the greatest bands ever in the history of rock and roll.
Can I just get an autograph here?
Yeah, right.
You're supposed to be singing.
You know, he'll tell a story about like how he thought he did one thing where he kind of nerded out and said,
You have to tell us how much
you appreciate it. Especially if they had a big part in your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, like in everything that you do. So
that's this Sunday night.
Sunday night, and we'll also count down the 10 biggest rock songs in Southern California. And I'm KLOS for the Weekend Rocks.
Matt Penfield!
Matt
Pinfield.
Thanks for having me in, guys. Love you, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you, man. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Just a quick reminder, we got some new stuff from Sammy Hagar. Him and his pals, The Circle, have covered a song, and you really need to hear it. And brand new stuff from the Chili Peppers was out today. Tip of my tongue. I'm going to throw that on sometime between 6 and 7 tonight, so don't wander off.
I'm married to a man 42 years older than I am.
Are you? Kevin, I'm so happy for you. I didn't know that. Oh.
Yes.
No, I was going to play in White Wedding right there for you. Wait, how much? 42.
42 years.
That's a little bit. So when she was zero, he was 42.
Yes, that's the way to figure it out. Right now, Jackie is 27.
What's Jackie's phone number?
Dave is 69. Of course
it is. Stop it right now. Is this a real story?
It's a real story.
69. Yeah. What do you know?
And they have a... the only thing that makes me think maybe it's not is they have a TikTok account. Mm. Maybe they're just, you know, who knows if it's a girl and a grandfather trying to get noticed or whatever. No, I'm saying they're not in love.
No, is my point. They're pretending to be. I don't know that that's much better. It's back to the future, all of a sudden.
I don't know how that could ever work. And I'd like to find the largest amount of years that our listeners have.
Oh, okay. Between you and your spouse.
You're a couple or you were a couple.
Other, right?
Or you know somebody who was a couple with 20 years older, 30 years older, 40 years older?
One of my siblings married a dude who was, I'm going to say, about 30 years older than her.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were so happy. They were very happy. They were mind-numbingly happy.
They're like,
stop being so happy.
KLOS is a phone number. I can't imagine the conversation that goes on between them.
Hey, remember when you were in grade school? Well, I was already in my 14th
so
job.
So we were storming the beaches of Normandy. Hold on, I got a Pokemon. That has to be what the conversation is like.
That well. Yeah, exactly.
It just can't.
Yeah.
She was originally born in the Philippines. Okay. So I don't know if there's some green card action happening there.
No, that can't be. Now, how dare you doubt anything? I mean, he doesn't have any money. And
we don't know that for sure.
He's not completely out of his mind, doesn't know what he's not doing.
We don't know that for sure. There's really
it's
nothing.
Pure love.
There's really nothing that we know
but
for sure.
But I do know for a fact it can happen because, like I said.
How old?
I think it was at least 25 years.
Maybe wow.
Yeah, it was a big gap.
Well, this is 42.
Yeah, that's getting up there, man.
And that seems like a lot.
That's getting up there.
But we would like to find if you have a huge amount of years between you and your significant other, or you did, or you have friends who did.
Or your parents, maybe, or your grandparents you know of, or something.
We're looking for the biggest amount, the largest amount of years in between
the couple. And don't lie about it. Don't make it up.
Like this couple?
Yeah, this thruple. What?
Oh, no, a couple.
That's another
couple.
Subject. Yeah.
He's got his teeth in just long enough for this picture. Doesn't seem cool. 818-955-KLOS. We're looking for the largest age difference in a couple. Either you or your friends or you've heard about somebody.
Maybe your family way back when.
This couple is 42 years different. She's 27. He's 69.
And it just popped into my head immediately when she was 10. He was already 52.
Well, I mean, he's 59, but yeah.
Whatever, man. Let me do my math my way.
Okay, my bad. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I guess I'm
you're a little late for Disney.
Hey, thank you. We love you.
I'm a little late, but I love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Oh, are you calling for Disney? Oh, yeah. No, and a little later. Hello, bye.
Already handled that.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Oh, I got a good one for you.
Let's hear it.
A cousin on my wife's side married a man older than her.
Although you're breaking up. Sorry.
Older than what?
Older than her father.
Oh,
that's rough.
Yeah, that was actually kind of the situation in our family.
Really?
Just
that's
like a year or two older
weird.
Than our parents. Yeah. How did the family react to that?
Well, just fine. Yeah. They're both doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Very intelligent. And they had a daughter, and I thought it was very strange.
Yeah, do you think, I mean, just like, was he, like, just young at heart? I mean, was just like someone his own age was probably going to bore him? Or what's the deal with that? What do you think the dynamic was?
Well, he was married twice before,
mm-hmm.
So he had ex-wives, but...
Did he have money? Oh, he had ex-wives, so no.
And doctor, so yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
See you, but it went away. I gotcha.
He was a doctor, he was a publicist. He wrote medical textbooks. Yeah, the guy.
Wow.
Dang.
How was he in bed? Did you hear?
Did he have time to get in bed?
probably slow.
I would guess so.
Well, only appropriate questions here at KLOS. Dude, thanks for calling in. Let's hear the biggest year gap.
The largest age difference.
Yeah, 818-9. Covers. You're playing so many covers today. I don't know why that is. I'm a cover girl.
We are talking about a woman, Jackie, who's 27 years old, and her man, Dave, who's 69 years old.
That's a little bit of a difference.
42-year difference.
So we're wondering if that works out for you. Are you in that kind of situation?
We're looking for the largest age difference in a couple. Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hello, hi. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. We're talking about the largest age difference in a couple.
Well, me and my wife are 16 years apart.
16, okay.
Okay, but wait, when did you get married? What age were you?
We just got married the beginning of this year.
Congratulations.
How old are you?
I'm 40 and she's 56.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't sound funky at all.
No, that's not bad at all.
No, that's, yeah.
No, I'm just saying if it was 16 years when somebody was 18, that makes a huge difference.
Right.
But when you're in your 40s and 50s.
Yeah,
well, two, yeah.
Right on. Well, congratulations. Thank you. So 16 so far.
Is she rich?
Oh. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is important.
Oh, hold on.
This is important? That's a weird name. You want me to put him on hold?
Yeah, it's Sam.
Sam? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. He's on hold.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a good one.
All right.
I was having a discussion with my wife, and I told her I resigned from doing stupid shit. And her comment was, why?
Okay, so I mean, I guess you won't have anything else to do if you're not going to do the stupid.
I don't understand
that,
is it?
I'm not really.
Okay.
Right. How old is she?
He's gone.
No. I hope he's not dead.
Maybe that killed him right there.
818-955-KLOS. Right 16 years is the largest gap
age
we have so far.
Difference that you have in a couple. Call now.
Put the harmonica down and come out with your hands up.
Not doing it right now, but we do have Disney California Adventure
That's
tickets
right.
coming up before 5 o'clock. Yeah. And then at 5 o'clock, we got our old request fest.
For your Friday.
Right now, we're talking about the largest age difference in a couple. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
My nephew was 26 years old when he married his husband, who was 77.
Wow.
What are we talking? Is that 51 years? Did I do that right?
51 years older than him. He was 2 years older than his grandpa.
All right. Can I ask a question that might seem indelicate? Is he packing?
No. Well, depends on, you know, how low your standards are, but...
pretty low. So, are they still together?
Well, it lasted less than a year.
Because did he die, or did he just moved
on? No, they got a divorce.
Oh, okay.
The guy left my nephew.
Hey, would you like to spill all the wonderful details of why they got... No, we're just kidding.
All right, so that didn't work.
I think you might have won, actually.
All right.
51 years.
51's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
That's too strong.
Take care.
KLOS, hello.
So my mom's best friend is 71, and her husband is 46.
How's that working out? How are they doing?
They've been married 20 years.
I mean, that's 25-year difference. That's not terrible.
Okay.
Yeah. You think it is? You think it's way too much?
For this particular couple, no. But like, I'm the husband's age. I wouldn't want to be married to someone who's 71.
I'm right there with you.
Agreed.
That's a lot of caregiving you're going to give.
Agreed.
There
the
yeah.
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 You're going to have to change diapers, and that's not what you want.
Yeah.
Right.
That's where I'm out. 818-955-KLOS.
The largest age difference in a couple.
You said it was a KLOS free ride, and it's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers, and they make it easy.
I've never heard that part.
Yeah. Oh, this is the album version.
KLOS, hello.
Careless Whisper today.
Is that ARF, the All Request Fest?
Yes.
Yeah, sit by your radio and wait for it.
Thank you.
We'll play it first.
And second.
Yep.
You know what? I just forgot. We played the entire 3 o'clock hour.
Oh, that's
was careless.
Right.
Yeah,
it was all nonstop.
I wasn't listening.
Oh, you weren't listening.
Well, next time.
It breaks our hearts.
Yeah, listen.
I don't think my guilty feet will ever dance again if you're not listening.
Well done. All right.
Thanks for calling.
Kayla West, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Talking about the largest age difference.
My husband's 14 years older than me.
14.
That's not bad.
No. Wow, nice echo. Echo.
Hello? Echo. Pinch hitting for Pedro Borbón, Manny Mota.
Anyways, thanks for calling. And so it's working out well then, is it? 14 makes no difference, is what you're saying.
No, we're best friends. We're pretty good.
Man, that's key. You gotta be best. You gotta be really good friends. In my experience, yeah.
How's he in the sack?
I don't know.
Oh, no. You want us to find out for you?
Sure.
I think I've bitten off more than I can chew.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, it's Friday!
It is Friday, and that means it's our All Request Fest. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number, or you can reach us on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo. I believe we will start off with a little band by the name of Rage Against the Machine.
Black Sabbath for Pat, listening online at KLOS.com. A damn fine request on the All Request Fest. It is a KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Also, it's Friday.
Friday! Hello!
Happy Friday!
What song can we play for you?
Please, how about The Crew and Kickstart My Mother Evan Heart?
It's our All Request Fest, KLOS. Hello.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Sluggo. Just wanted to request a song for today.
Do it.
L.A. Rats, I've Been Everywhere.
Wow, I haven't heard that one in a minute.
That is a great request.
Yeah, it is. Hey, look at that. It's right here. I can push play. Should I push play on it?
But we need to charge him.
Oh, yeah. All right, please insert your credit card into your car's air conditioning vent.
All right, got that.
There we go.
And $350.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Amex. We need a different one.
Oh, okay. To print for receipt?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this. Paramount Plus is going to be live streaming the Taylor Hawkins tribute. So if you weren't able to get tickets.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I just found that out. I was listening to Marcy yesterday, and she told the world, and I was very excited about that.
That's fantastic.
So the Taylor Hawkins tribute, if you want to watch it as it happens, Paramount Plus is will you need to go.
In a few minutes, we're going to tell you when to call for the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Not right this second, though. Right this second, we're going to take a call in our All Request Fest. Hello.
Hi, Kevin and Sluggo.
Yo.
This is Mel calling for the All Request Fest. How's it going?
It's going well. You?
Great. So I was thinking The Sound of Silence by Disturbed, only because earlier in the week when you did lyrics, I tried calling in. And I think it was Kevin maybe that talked about like the lyrics that stand out. So for me, like the vision that was planted in your brain still remains. It's in The Sound of Silence. Like that's like so intense. But
yeah, you got a deal.
Yeah.
You got it. We'll do it.
Okay, thanks. I did that song once on an open mic in Pasadena, and like it was just so profound.
I'd like to hear anyone else that heard you do that, and I would like to get their side of it. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, thank you.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. Thank you. It's our All Request Fest.
And I'll listen to anything Ozzy.
Yeah, Ozzy. Me too. Hell yeah.
That'd be great. Thank you.
It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
It's our All Request Fest.
What do you got for us, man?
I don't know. I'm all f***ed up, man.
Woo! Yeah. Well, that's the way to start your weekend. You're doing it right.
You're doing it right.
Well done.
Yeah. Well, that kind of sobered me up for a minute, but I don't know. You guys pick something good.
All right, we will.
How about this? Who's that for?
Listen, if it's by the Sex Pistols, you can call it whatever you want. Guys, can you please play Pretty Bacon by the Sex Pistols?
Pretty Bacon. I never heard it that
way. It's close to bacon. Listen. It's close enough.
Yeah, it's close enough. Arf.
That is from Marisol from Anaheim. Deuce.
It's the All Request Fest, and I mentioned earlier that Sammy Hagar on The Circle had a new cover of Elvis Costello's Pump It Up.
All right.
And a couple people said, yeah, we want to hear it. So here it is, brand new, as of today, hot off the presses, blah, blah, blah. That is a hell of a song to take on, Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Now Sammy Hagar on The Circle. The last thing he did was David Bowie's Heroes that we played for quite a while. It was really good stuff. And it's the All Request Fest.
It is. KLOS, hello.
I want to see if you can guys play You Could Be Mine by Guns N' Roses.
You got it.
And what are your weekend plans, sir?
This weekend, a whole lot of nothing. I'm just going to take it easy.
That's a nice weekend plan right there.
Yeah, that's my favorite kind of weekend.
I like it.
Drinking and smoking and laying around on the couch. I can smoke it, man. Oh, Marley.
So can Hector and Glendale.
Right on, Hector.
Yeah. said it was his anniversary.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a really weird song for an anniversary
song.
That's
a great song for an anniversary. Yes, I'm going to hang out with you guys. Do you remember the album cover over at the old studio when we still had vinyl in the room? Somebody, Chet the Fish, had colored in his eyes super red, making him bloodshot. It was just shocking, shocking.
Anytime you said somebody, it was always Jet. Always.
Brand new Red Hot Chili Peppers in the world. They got an album coming out called Return of the Dream Canteen, and just today, a song called Tip of My Tongue. Tip of My Tongue. Now, I'm going to play that in just a few minutes for you here on the All Request Fest on KLOS. Some extreme, extreme on the KLOS All Request Fest. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, play the dark side of my balls with your mouth.
I was wondering if you're going to get through today.
Very creative.
Well done, sir. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, happy weekend, guys.
To you as well. We're doing great. What can we play for you?
Can I get a little Rush?
You stab them, we slab them.
It's our Sometimes Request Fest.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. Dale, is it Dale? Dale had requested the Chili Peppers cover of Love Roller Coaster, and I was happy to throw it on. Mm-hmm. But Dale is getting screwed. Sorry, buddy. Because Chili Peppers dropped a brand new song today, and technically it is dropped. It's only when they didn't really announce it, and then boom, it's there.
Okay, that's what
people
use
that all the time. Tip of My Tongue is the name of their brand new song from their forthcoming Return of the Dream Canteen album.
So and thanks for requesting that, Dale.
Yeah, Dale, good job. How did you know they were going to do that? And here you go, brand new stuff from the Chili Peppers on KLOS.
I've never heard that song before.
Really? I thought we'd... Oh, that's right, it's brand new. It's the latest thing from the Chili Peppers. Thanks to them for getting in a studio and recording new stuff. And it's called Tip of My Tongue. Let us know what you think about it. Hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo. And that is from their Return of the Dream Canteen. Kevin, I don't know how to tell you this. It's kind of weird.
Okay.
But there's a guy on this phone who wants to request a song.
That's what we're doing. It's
really?
Our request us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it you want to hear?
How about Night Ranger? You can still rock in America.
Ram Jam for Randy on the All Request Fest on KLOS.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike. You can find it on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts.
Might also be under your couch. Check there.
Could be. Yeah. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A church elder stole $150,000 and spent it on live sex rooms and porn.
So you are not as bad as you thought you were. You were thinking you sucked and you're a bad person, but this dude, wow.
You may suck and you may be a bad person. Not as bad as this guy.
Probably not, no.
A 27-year-old woman named Jackie is in a relationship with a 69-year-old man named Dave.
Say Dave. I'm sorry, Dave. You can't do that.
It is true love.
Oh, well, that's nice.
According to them, yes.
All right, I'm going to go home and pet my 69-year-old kitty.
Enjoy. See you Mondays. Peace out.
That's right. Yeah. By the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
And then the teacher said,
I haven't had no sex.
Well, hey, we can take care of that.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So we're going to load up the 6 o'clock hour today during the All Request Fest with some new music. There's some new stuff in the world. Chili
right, Peppers. Chili
Peppers.
All right.
Run, yeah. They're calling it Tip of My Tongue.
Tip of My Tongue.
T-I-P-P-A.
Okay.
Like Tippecanoe. And Pump It Up. You know the Elvis Costello song from the 80s? Just so much energy. Sammy Hagar has got together with his pals, The Circle, and done a cover of that. So,
interesting.
Lots of new music in the 6 o'clock hour today.
Right now, it's time for the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Yeah, right.
This is happening August 25th. And if you'd like a 4-pack of tickets, you can call right now. Be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. And you will win those tickets to join us next week.
Good luck. Dial carefully.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, my name's Corey.
Corey, would you like to go to California Adventure?
Oh, my God. Hell yeah.
You are the correct winner. You are caller 13.
Holy cow.
It's the first ever KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's on August 25th. And you're going to be there with us.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm so stoked.
Well done. Well done, you. You go ahead and take the rest of the week off.
I got to work still, but I'm going to
take it off. Take it off. Go home now. Tell the man to drop dead.
Call in sick.
Call in not interested.
All right. Thank you, Corey.
Hold on. Don't go away.
I don't know if anybody want to go to this, but.
Yeah, you know, hardly anybody's asked about these tickets.
It's KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. If you'd like to go and you'd like a 4-pack of tickets, be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
You're scrambling for your phone. You're freaking out. You're calling right now. Good luck. I guess they do care. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
I hope I'm doing really well, bro.
What's your name, and then we'll tell you.
My name is Scott.
Scott, you're doing really well.
Actually, my nickname is Scooby, so you can put that out there on the radio because all my workers.
No, you're not doing really well. It had to be Scott.
Oh, we were looking for a
Sorry,
Scott.
Scott. Yeah.
Sorry, Scooby.
Oh, dude. What a bummer.
You're caller 13.
Nice, bro. Like everybody else has been saying, I've been trying this for months.
Well, I'm glad it paid off for you. You got a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
So cool, bro. Right on.
The KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park is happening, and we have a 4-pack of tickets for you right this second.
Right now.
If you call 818-955-KLOS, be caller 13, and you will join us next week.
Speaking of the Beatles, it was on this day in rock in 1969 when they finished recording Here Comes the Sun. One of Chicago's mini albums hit number one on this day in rock in 1972. Which number do you think it was? Did you say Chicago 5? After busting his nose and spraining his neck in a motorcycle entrance on stage that went wrong, naturally, Rob Halford of Judas Priest continued the show in Toronto on this day in rock in 1991.